How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Well, this is pretty cool. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, the Great Lakes is an exotic destination to many people who don't live in our state. We take it for granted, but there are these cruises that come to the Great Lakes, and people pay a lot of money to go see the sights up north and on all the Great Lakes.
Well, I can see them rolling through Detroit, especially on that new dock there. Is that starting to finally pay more dividends than people had anticipated?
They think so. It opened last June, and it's right downtown Detroit near the Renaissance Center. And when it opened, they thought that maybe a few ships would stop, maybe in the future years. There were two that stopped this summer, but next year there will be 13 that actually start and or stop in downtown Detroit.
Well, when Ellen, as you know, when you think about Detroit now, there's a lot to do, a lot to see down there, especially if you catch it the weekend that there's a ball game.
That's right. I guess that's important. But for the cruise people, I think there are a couple of reasons that they want to use this Detroit port. One is it's very close to Detroit Metro Airport, which is a big international airport with really good service to downtown. The second thing, apparently, is people that go on these cruises want to see the upper Great Lakes, Lake Superior, Mackinac, all that, Georgian Bay, all that. And Detroit is the best launching point for that type of cruise because they can get up there really quickly.
Wyandotte, Holland, Beaver Island, the Sioux, Manistee, Mackinac Island, Whitefish Point, Houghton, Musening, Charlevoix, just some of the places that folks visit according to your story.
That's right, and I love the descriptions in the, it's called GreatLakesCruising.com. Even if you can't afford to go on the cruises, which cost several thousand dollars, it's fun to go on the website and look at how others see us, how exotic that Mackinac or Saugatuck or Holland seems to be in their eyes. It's fun.
And I'm looking at the map that's in your story to where these cruises will go and some of the destinations we just mentioned. But with a cruise that could end in Chicago in the summertime, I guess that would be a pretty fun cruise, wouldn't it?
That's right. Some of the cruises go, one of them I think is Detroit to Duluth, and so it stops all along the way. And I think they have, I can't remember, Detroit to Chicago. There are other itineraries that involve Canadian ports and U.S. ports, but there are a lot of choices.
All right, now these cruise ships, tell me how big they are. How much is this going to cost, folks?
All right. There's a new cruise ship called the Yorktown, and that's the one that's coming for the first time to the Great Lakes. It used to be owned by Cruise West out in the Pacific Northwest, and when that company went out of business, this Travel Dynamics International bought this ship, and it carries 138 passengers, which is a pretty good size. There's another cruise ship that is on the Great Lakes called the Grand Mariner that has 100 passengers. So this is called small ship cruising, and it's not inexpensive. The cheapest one, I think, starts about $2,500, and then it can go all the way up, depending on what cabin you want, to $9,000. A lot of them seem to be about $4,000 for about 9 or 10 days.
Is that a good deal?
Well, I think it is. It's a typical price for a small ship cruise, and these are being marketed like cruises to the Greek islands or Antarctica, and so, yeah, for that type of service, it's a pretty good price.
And the only thing I'd worry about is the crazy weather we have here in the state.
That's right. Well, most of them are in the summer, so, June to August type, when the weather's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And finally, before I let you go, tell us about the new dock in Detroit.
Okay. It was built with federal funds over a several-year period, and it was designed to have more leisure traffic, things like tall ships or cruise ships. The public can use it, but it has a terminal with immigration facilities so that if you're coming from a Canada or something, you can go through immigration there. And that was one of the issues before, that there's no way to dock in Detroit. And now there's this wonderful facility that I hope will get a lot of use.
All right. Ellen, if I had to bet you a cup of coffee, do you think people will be interested in this? Will the cruise line be able to make money?
I do think so. There have been cruises on the Great Lakes for several years, and a lot of your listeners might have seen various ships in the Great Lakes over the last few years. So I think they should, you know, keep an eye out. You'll see them on the lakes all summer long.
Is there anything that the state can or will do to promote these cruises?
I think that the companies are promoting their own cruises right now. That's a great question, though, about whether there would be a good advertisement for Pure Michigan to do. That is a great idea.
All right, and finally, I'm one of those people. I'm from Mount Clemens, so whenever I hear anyone, especially someone who doesn't have a lot of knowledge of Detroit, when I hear him saying something bad, I'm like the big brother protecting the little brother. But obviously, it's things like this that will help the image for the city of Detroit.
That's right, because if these cruises start or end in Detroit, people will have to come a little bit early, and you know there could be a lot of great excursions they can do from downtown Detroit that will open people's eyes about everything that's offered there.
Ellen, it makes you wonder what kind of revenues this will bring to Detroit, because even though the cruise will be paid for, people shop, they may gamble, they'll go to restaurants.
Right. I mean, it's hard to know how quickly people will show up before they hop on the cruise. Like, let's say if you have a cruise in Florida, maybe sometimes people just show up a couple hours before the cruise takes off. I would hope that maybe they would come a day ahead so they would have an opportunity to do some of these things. And you got to remember, this is still a fairly small operation. So all together, all of these cruises that will hit all of Michigan will probably bring about 2,500 people to the state. And you know, that's not millions of people, but it's 2,500 people that will see Michigan and all its attractions.
Well, Ellen, I have heard that some of the bus companies up here that take people to destinations like casinos or down to Detroit or to the airport are also keeping their eye on this, because they may become involved with bringing folks up to Lansing for a day or a half day or however that may work. So it could be good for other parts of the state as well.
That's really interesting. I hadn't heard that. That's a great idea.
All right. Ellen Krieger is the fine travel writer for the Detroit Free Press. Her story was on the front page of yesterday's Free Press. You go to freep.com, and anything travel, look up Ellen Krieger. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much, Tony. Bye. You're